ever find yourself wishing you could just download someone's experience, like really just absorb the best parts without having to, wade through mountains of information? That's what we do here on the Deep Dive. Today, we're strapping on our virtual hiking boots and heading to the Austrian Alps. We've
Got
got notes, observations, even some mouthwatering food descriptions, all thanks to one traveler's experience.
Nice.
You're basically coming along for the hike, minus the sore muscles.
And what's really fascinating about this particular deep dive is that it's not just about the scenery, although it sounds incredible. We're going to uncover how even a simple holiday can reveal subtle insights into a culture's approach to hospitality, problem solving, even work-life balance.
Okay, let's set the scene. Our traveler Heiko was so captivated by the Kitzbühel region of Austria on a previous bike trip that he decided to return with his wife. This time they traded in their bikes for hiking boots, eager to experience the Alps from a different perspective. He describes this region as being absolutely breathtaking. Nestled right in the heart of the Alps, surrounded by these majestic mountains.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned Heiko returning to this region. It speaks to the power of a place to really resonate with someone, prompting them to not only revisit, but also to share that experience with someone they love.
Absolutely. And he paints such a vivid picture of these hikes, too. Imagine this. You're trekking along these well-marked paths, surrounded by forests and stunning views. Then suddenly you find yourself facing a steeper climb. That's where they encountered what Heiko calls the point of no return, a short but intense trail with a 400-meter altitude change.
There's something so compelling about those moments on a journey, those points where you're faced with a decision that takes you a bit outside your comfort zone. You have to wonder what was going through their minds at that point.
It really highlights that sense of adventure, of pushing yourself beyond the familiar. But as Heiko describes it, the payoff was worth it. Reaching that mountaintop, being greeted by those panoramic views, it's a sense of accomplishment for sure. It seems like those experiences really amplify that feeling of connection, not just with nature, but with each other too.
And that's a key takeaway here, I think. This idea that sometimes the most rewarding experiences come from venturing off the beaten path, both literally and figuratively. It's about embracing those moments of challenge because they often lead to the most breathtaking views.
Speaking of breathtaking, let's talk about the food. Do you know those hearty hotel breakfasts that make you want to linger over every bite? Heiko raved about them, especially compared to his usual 5-minute routine at home. It's amazing how even something as simple as breakfast can feel different on vacation. But what's really interesting is their commitment to finding vegetarian options, even at these traditional mountain huts known for their meat-heavy dishes.
And that's where those spinach dumplings come in. I have to admit, Aiko's description piqued my curiosity.
Picture this: a comforting mix of spinach, potatoes, and bread, all cooked together, then served hot with a generous helping of Parmesan cheese and melted butter.
It sounds like the perfect fuel after a long hike. But what I find particularly interesting is their choice to seek out these vegetarian adaptations of traditional dishes. It suggests a willingness to honor their own dietary preferences while still embracing the local cuisine. It makes you wonder how those culinary adaptations are received in those traditional settings.
That's a great point. And of course, we can't forget dessert, Kaiserschmarrn. Now picture a fluffy, shredded pancake, almost like a cloud on your plate, and it's served with a side of plum marmalade and a dusting of powdered sugar.
Now, this is where those little details about a culture really come alive. This dish isn't just about satisfying a sweet tooth. It's about tradition. It's about experiencing something unique to that region.
Heiko mentioned it's a must-try when you're in the Austrian Alps. And speaking of things that make the region unique, let's talk about the people. Heiko observed something really interesting about the Austrian people, a certain warmth and hospitality that left a lasting impression.
It's fascinating how certain cultures just seem to exude a specific energy. And in this case, Heiko describes the Austrians as being incredibly welcoming and laid back, particularly compared to the more reserved, efficient stereotype often associated with, say, the German personality.
He uses the phrase much more relaxed to describe the overall atmosphere. And it got me thinking, is it the pace of life in a region like the Alps that influences that demeanor, or is it something more deeply ingrained in their culture?
That's such an intriguing question. Is it the environment that shapes the people, or is it the other way around? Maybe it's a bit of both. But what's really interesting is how this laid-back demeanor translates into their approach to customer service.
Okay.
Heiko shared a great story about a vibration in their hotel room that really highlights this.
This vibration wasn't just a minor annoyance, it was significant enough to be disruptive. I'm picturing myself in that situation trying to relax after a long hike, and all I can hear is this constant buzzing.
Right.
I'd probably be frantically searching for the source, ready to tear the room apart.
I can relate. But Heiko and his wife chose a different approach. Instead of letting the frustration get the better of them, they calmly brought it to the attention of the hotel staff.
And here's where we see that Austrian approach to problem solving in action.
Okay.
Heiko said within minutes of mentioning the vibration, the hotel manager was in their room.
Wow.
Not just offering a quick apology, but genuinely invested in finding a solution.
It's like their first instinct was to ensure the guests felt heard and valued.
Right.
And it didn't stop there. They weren't just offered a quick fix.
Mm.
They were given choices, a chance to select a different room that better suited their needs.
Mm.
It speaks to a customer-centric approach that goes beyond simply addressing a problem. It's about truly caring about the experience.
Heiko even mentioned that the manager personally showed them a couple of different rooms to make sure they were completely happy.
Wow.
That level of attentiveness, especially in a fast-paced industry like tourism, is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, is this level of service unique to this particular hotel, or is it indicative of a larger cultural attitude in Austria, particularly in areas so reliant on tourism?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it an inherent part of their culture or a result of economic influences?
Right.
Think about it. When your livelihood depends on happy customers and positive word of mouth, those interactions become paramount.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer just a transaction. It's about building relationships.
That's a great point. It's like the stakes are higher when your economy is so intertwined with tourism. A negative experience doesn't just impact one hotel or restaurant. It can ripple throughout the entire community.
Precisely. And that can be a powerful motivator for maintaining those high standards of service, even when faced with challenging situations.
Yeah.
Because it becomes about more than just completing a task. It's about upholding a reputation, a way of life even.
And this wasn't just a one-off observation either. Heiko mentioned several other instances, like a mix-up with a drink order, where he witnessed that same calm, problem-solving approach, always focused on making things right and ensuring the customer felt valued.
It's like they've managed to cultivate a culture of problem-solving that's less about assigning blame and more about finding solutions. And that's a valuable takeaway for any of us, regardless of our profession.
Absolutely. Imagine applying that Austrian approach to our own lives, whether we're dealing with clients, colleagues, or even family members. What if instead of getting defensive or pointing fingers, we approach challenges with that same calm, solution-oriented demeanor?
It's about shifting from a reactive mindset to a proactive one. Imagine a workplace where that approach is encouraged, where the focus is on open communication, understanding perspectives, and finding solutions together.
It's like that Austrian charm becomes contagious, creating a ripple effect that extends beyond a simple interaction. It makes you wonder, can you bottle that feeling, that approach to life, and bring it back with you? It's like returning from vacation with a souvenir you can actually put into practice. But can those laid-back, problem-solving vibes really survive a return to reality with its overflowing inboxes and endless to-do lists?
It's a challenge, for sure. You can't just pack a suitcase full of mountain air and Austrian charm, unfortunately.
Right.
But you can pack the experiences, those observations about how a different culture approaches everyday situations.
Mm.
And that's what Heiko seems to be attempting, translating those observations into action.
That's what I find so inspiring. It's one thing to recognize a positive quality in another culture.
Yeah.
It's another thing entirely to try and integrate it into your own life.
Right.
So where does he start?
Heiko mentioned making a conscious effort to bring that Austrian warmth back to his own interactions.
Mm.
Like actually taking a moment to greet colleagues with genuine warmth, asking about their well-being and meaning it.
Yeah.
It's about being present in those everyday encounters, not just rushing through the motions.
It's so easy to get caught up in our own routines, especially after we return from a trip.
Right.
But what if we approached each interaction, even those seemingly insignificant ones, with that same level of presence and intention?
It's about recognizing that even small gestures can have a ripple effect. A genuine hello, a moment of active listening.
Yeah.
These things might seem minor, but they can shift the entire tone of an interaction. And that can make a big difference, especially in a work environment.
And it's not just about being nice for the sake of appearances.
No.
It's about fostering a culture of respect where people feel seen and heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating an environment where those open, problem-solving conversations can happen naturally. Kind of like what Heiko experienced in Austria. But he admits it's not always easy to maintain that vacation mindset back in the real world.
Of course not. He's back to hundreds of emails and a jam-packed schedule. But here's the thing. Even with those demands, he and his wife are already planning their next adventure. It's like they've discovered the power of proactively incorporating those moments of recharge and connection into their lives.
That's a great point. It's not just about the trip itself. It's about the anticipation, the planning, the memories that linger long after you've unpacked your bags.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they're already incorporating some of those Austrian influences into their everyday lives.
It's a good reminder for all of us. These deep dives into different cultures, these experiences that take us outside our comfort zones, they don't have to end when we return home. They can stay with us, influencing how we interact with the world, how we approach challenges, how we prioritize what's important.
So what does this all mean for you? What's a takeaway from our deep dive into Heiko's Austrian adventure? Next time you find yourself traveling, pay attention. And I don't just mean to the scenery or the food, although those are important too. Pay attention to the way people interact, how they handle problems, that intangible feeling a place evokes. You never know, you might just return home with more than just souvenirs. You might uncover a new perspective, a new approach to life that enriches your everyday experiences long after the trip is over.